that wants to look through them. But I feel like that we need to address medical marijuana cultivation facilities. And then I've added transfer. If you want to look at the screen up here, transportation facility. That was one that they previously didn't have, but now they've added it. And then down here, before the certificate of compliance is issued, they'd have to be in compliance with all these entities, and I have not put the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, which is basically the... We could do setback, but if they're in compliance with all of these regs, I don't know that we need to try to pick and choose, but that's up to you guys, that we add any. We really can't have different ones, my understanding. We can only regulate the distances. And then behind this... Of course, are our definitions. I think I included in your packet.
So what kind of timing are you thinking that it'll be?
I would like to put it on the public hearing for July 8th. August is that deadline where the applications start going out. Part of the application process is that they have approval from the local entity, city, county, whoever. So when they send in their application after August 5th, they would need to show proof that they've been through Taney County. So that would delay some. We might get an application for the August one. But then the county commission ultimately would look at it after the July 8th. I have sent this to the county attorney to be reviewing and see if he had any changes. But if you guys want to make any changes before our public hearing, just let me know. Talk about it tonight.
And then on the public hearing, then will it be available to the general public to make comments about it? Or
it's we purely, can post it on the...
it's purely us discussing the, and approving it.
No, in the public hearing, it would be anybody that wants to speak for or against it. So I'll ask Travis. We might need to put it on the website and make it available.
Okay. And we can only be more stringent, not more lenient.
That's well, the no. Way it works. No, because some cities have had to go to 500 foot. If you don't specify a distance, it's going to be 1,000. Yeah. I've read some that were 2,500 feet, one of them 4,000 feet.
And they can be
city
more
of Waynes, city of Waynesville had to go to 500 feet because if they were 1,000, there was zero area in the city they could have them. So their circles all overlap. So they had to zoom that 1,000 down to 500 and 250 so they'd have little zones that it could be allowed.
They'd have to have state approval on that.
No. The way the state amendment says, if you don't come up with a separate distance, it's going to be 1,000 feet.
Every one of these I've ever seen come up. Oh, I know. It could only be more.
I know. But it also says you can't deny it, so if...
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's why they had to go
so
down.
You have to make it available.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the city of Springfield had some areas that they really kind of wanted it to go in. They had to reduce some distances. Hmm. Some of the sticking points have been daycares. There's umpteen daycares in a county or city, but they're only using licensed. We can find the licensed ones from the health department. So somebody that's watching two or three kids, they just felt like they couldn't police that or even find them. There's definitions for your schools, secondary and elementary. Randy, have you guys found anything different or?
We're pretty limited anyway.
Right.
With how our planning and zoning runs. So where a commercial business can be located.
Yeah.
I think this daycare thing is another time bomb.
So when we go to traditional,
like a liquor license, though, isn't it? I mean, on
a pharmacy, it'd be like a pharmacy for your dispensaries. I had some notes on that of how many. I did too many things today, but they came out with how many. There's only going to be two testing sites. Of course, a whole bunch of. Dispensaries. I know where I put it. So there's going to be 60 cultivation facilities in the state, unless more needed. There's going to be 86 manufacturing facilities, 2 testing facilities, if possible, and 192 dispensaries, 24 in each of the 8 U.S. congressional districts. And I think I included in your packet that shows that's basically all of Southwest Missouri. I hope I did, because I printed one off. So it's McDonald, Berry, Stone, Taney, and that goes all the way up to Green. Which in some congressional districts, there's more than 24 counties. So some county may not even have a dispensary in the north and south. There you go. I didn't give you one, but I did print them off to give you.
I don't know if 1,000 feet is sufficient. Because the cities are going to do something, their own deal, like you're saying.
Yeah, I haven't heard from your attorney.
I think we're tasked a little bit with thinking where these might fit. Is it a strip mall out down at Ridgedale, or is it something at the edge of Forsyth, or, you know?
Well, are we going to be able to command that? I mean, are we going to have to be able to say?
If you want to say 2,500 feet, then that's what it's going to be.
Yes, but we can't really say it can't be down at Ridgedale. You know.
No, you could say that it had to be 2,500 feet from where a school or a church or a daycare.
I think the dispensary, I don't think it's going to interfere with anything.
Dispensary is going to be more like a pharmacy, and they're pretty much locked down.
That's
one entrance,
exactly right.
Yeah.
I think the less we mess with the state's regulations, the better off we're going to be.
I agree.
I mean, I think the less we're put under scrutiny for that, the better off we're going to be.
Yeah.
Have you guys had any public hearings yet?
No. Anything further? Have a motion to adjourn.
Oh, Scott, you going to introduce our new secretary?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Presley Kosar. She will be doing our minutes. And she's actually coming in the office Wednesday full time. So I told her first task is going to be to help us get through traditional zoning. So she'll be working on the actual physical part of the code amendment and any changes, and then the map, because we're getting ready to get close to the map stage. So I think she kind of knows everybody up here by now from the motions and looking at me. Was that George? I said, nope, that wasn't George. George isn't here.
You don't know George.
Yeah.
You don't know George.
You can't confuse anyone.
Yeah.
George ain't here.
And I don't know if I understood this correctly, but
hold on a second, we're still in, we haven't closed out the meeting yet, so can we...
Yeah, I don't have anything further.
Yeah, can we have a motion to adjourn?
I like that motion.
Do we need it? Well, it's just a notice that I had that it was a public hearing, 6:10 at 6 p.m. at the County Commission Hearing Room on a couple properties for...
We had several postponed.
We don't have control over that.
Here's the agenda that was up when you came. Yeah, I had to take it down when we started. But we had 8 public hearings, and then, of course, this one withdrew, but 6 of the public hearings didn't happen tonight.
Okay, that's probably... Is there some way... I'm new at this.
Which project?
My 2 were nightly rentals.
Yeah, we had several come in that, you know, that we...
Is there any place I can look to see these before I drive over here, or...
And at this point, those have withdrawn. We found that out this morning. She withdrew this morning.
Both of them got withdrew the one on 50.
Yes. So they won't be in next month's public hearing. Because they're withdrawn.
Is there any way that I can find this out before I make a trip over here?
I mean, you'd have to call. I mean, I have no way knowing you're coming, but...
I mean, the notice is all we get.
Right.
Yeah, they withdrew it actually this morning, which doesn't happen a lot, but you're welcome to call. Or when you first come into the meeting to ask, just to confirm like several others did in reference to that. Apologize.
Well, you got upset through the whole meeting.
Yeah, I wondered what you were over there for.
I did. I was waiting for this to come up, but I didn't know.
If you get another public hearing notice, then just give us a call. Is this one still on?
The day of, though, I would recommend
you
it for.
Nothing to listen to, but I was just waiting for these two to come up. Thank you.
So I think Doug made a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Rick second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.